just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man.
Do me a favor and tell me, how did the tour come about with you and Neo?
So basically, it was crazy. We both was about to announce our tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going, and it was funny because we just happened to realize that we're both hitting the same markets. We're doing Europe first, then Canada, then the United States. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to go on this tour. It was just like small talks. What you getting into? Man? I'm about to get out this tour. Oh, me too. When? Yeah, I'm thinking about going out in April. Me too. Wait, mind you, this is a conversation back in October. I said, wait, what? So where you starting? I'm starting in Europe. Me too. Like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? What's crazy is we got the same fan base on every level because every time I'm at a major festival, I'm just getting off the stage and probably headlining on a Friday and he's probably coming in on a Sunday, or he's headlining on a Sunday and I'm coming in on a Friday, whatever. But we always find ourselves in the same markets, same festivals, same venues, literally passing each other by before, after our arrivals. And I was like, bro, we got it. What if we just came together and just did a one crazy-ass tour? We combined our songs, same stage, and we just rocked the house for like 2 hours. And then we used that as a way to promote our tour separately to go off anyway.
Right.
And we thought about it. We was like, hell yeah, crazy-ass night. I said, man, we need a night like this. That's why we just came together, came with the concept. We reached out to Live Nation. Was like, man, we want to just do our together.
And they were like, okay.
They were like, because they was already combining legacy artists together anyway.
Did they do the New Edition Toni Braxton?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was super successful. They did Brandy and Monica. We watching all this. We like, we need to just go out and go crazy.
It was
really good.
It was really, and you know, the one thing really that good. I really appreciated about that show is that there was no downtime. It would be Boyz II Men, then Toni Braxton would come on, and then New Edition, and then Bobby Brown, and then like they were all like intertwined with each other. Like New Edition would sing background for Bobby Brown and background. Bobby Brown
like they shared the stage. It was like it was really a moment. You know what I mean? So yeah, me and Neil, same vibe. Like we gonna It's gonna be crazy though.
So we got more with Akon coming up on The Vibe, y'all.
So long, untouched, bone dry, not a plant can grow. About time I get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the prospect convention. My friends walk in your friend's direction. Said Sabrina, don't you know Devin? And I was like, huh. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's. Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man. Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, the fine you has risen. Big roof coming, I need a minute. Wait, I need a minute. Okay, here it comes.
Yo, it is The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and we are here with Akon. Are you ever the person, are you the type of person that wakes up that thinks to yourself, oh my gosh, we gotta do this again? Are you like overwhelmed by half of the things that you have to do?
No, actually, no. Because like, it's interesting because I just know that in life, movement happens when you move. Like, nothing happens if you don't move and make it happen, right? So I don't look at it like an obligation. I look at it like a responsibility. Because I want to get to a certain place in my life. So in order to do that, I got to get up and make it happen. So I don't complain about what things I have to do. Like, what's the point? You want to be that person, right? Yeah. So you do know you got to do this, right? So why complain about what you know you have to do to get to where you're trying to go? Just get up and f***ing do it.
Can you say that to this camera, to these youngins right now who...
Just get up and do it.
Let me tell you something, because I feel like a lot of the situation that people get everything that they asked and they prayed for.
Right.
And then they complain about it. And it's like, how are you going to...
Right.
Complain about something that you literally prayed, and this is the one thing that you had in your mind. You've had this in your heart since you were a little kid.
Because they saw it from the outside looking in, and it looks great. It looks glamorous. It looks sweet. And it looks perfect.
Yeah.
But they don't realize what it took to get there, mm-hmm. and what it took to get there, and what roads you had to drive and ride and run through, and bridges you had to cross, and platforms you had to, you know, like climb over. Like, bro, this don't come easy.
Mm-mm.
Everything that God gives you, that's a blessing. You got to go through turmoil to get to it.
What do you feel like was the hardest thing that you had to deal with in this industry, just being in it for a minute, being a vet?
The one thing that I've had to learn to accept was that my privacy no longer belongs to me. That's the one thing that I had to really learn to understand and accept in order to be successful in this business.
Yeah, we got more with Akon coming up next on The Vibe.
Yes, I can see ya. Cause every girl here wanna be ya. Oh, she's a diva. I feel the same and I wanna meet her. They say she low down. It's just a room and I don't believe her. They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. She's nothing like a girl you've ever seen before. Nothing you can compare to your neighborhood. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. The way that booty moving, I
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
You played it cool and I played it dumb. Don't you think I'm a little too young to be messed with like that? So convincing, you made it look fun. Laugh it off, but the damage is done. Saying, baby, just relax, relax. I got my hopes too high. You hardly said goodbye, then casually walked out of my life. Right where you left me. Pour my self-control down the sink. Almost die every time the phone rings. Why won't somebody help me? I got my hopes too high. Read in between the lines. Am I supposed to read your mind? Oh, we don't talk anymore, talk anymore, talk anymore. Give me the silent treatment. We don't talk anymore, talk anymore, talk anymore. Gave me the silent treatment. Did you go find someone or am I the reason? And I can't ignore, I can't ignore, I can't ignore the way I hate you for leaving. Too much free time staring up at the ceiling.
Yo, it is The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and we are here with Akon. Before you go, of course, you got the tour, you got the new album that's going to be dropping April 24th. What else do you have coming up?
Oh, man. So the new album, April 24th, beautiful day. Definitely make sure y'all get that. If we ain't here at that moment, just pre-save because it's available now. And right. Definitely look at Even because we will definitely drop that on there for you guys. Obviously, the tour, Nights Like This, me and Neil. We're going to be in the States like in June, if I'm not mistaken, right? Around that time? Well, just look on my Instagram at Akon. You'll see the schedule fully visible there for you guys to see. And then one thing that I'm super, super excited about is my girl group, Simeon.
Okay, tell me about that.
These girls, sisters, unbelievable. Like, we just dropped the record last week. It's called Sugar.
Simeon?
Simeon. S-I-M-I-E-N. They're the unbelievable. Like, you got to see these girls. They're the next biggest, biggest thing. I promise you. Just remember I told you that.
What's interesting is I feel like we don't have any, like, hardcore girl groups anymore. Yeah.
None.
And it's left wide open.
No, these girls, they're taking that spot. They're going to fill that space.
How'd you find them?
Ooh, I found them in Miami.
I mean, we might as well use the platform and talk about Simeon right quick.
I found them in Miami.
Did you really?
Yeah. They out of here. What triggered me was the fact that they were sisters. Because I had no idea. Like, first of all, it's hard to find groups that come from families where everybody's equally talented these days. It's always that one that everybody goes after, but these girls, they're all lead singers and they all super beautiful and just talented, like great songwriters, producers. They all play instruments and they're out of here.
They're like the female Jackson 5 or
no,
Jackson
they're
4.
Next level.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So Simeon, their song,
it's called Sugar.
And it's officially out.
It's officially out now. So look out for the EP. We're going to drop it at the end of May.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so
much. Man, you got it, my brother.
I appreciate it. I'm living out my childhood right now. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Nah, you got it, man. Absolutely.
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Mojou, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Thank you. 14 carats, I'm 14 carat. Door it up like Midas. Now you say I got a touch, so good, so good. Make you never wanna leave, so don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up real, real nice. And syncopate my skin to your heart beating. Cause I just wanna look good for ya, uh-huh. I just wanna look good for ya, uh-huh. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on the floor. You still look good for ya, uh-huh. I'm in my Marquis diamonds, I'm a Marquis diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous. Say I give it to you hard. So bad, so bad. Make you never wanna leave. I won't, I won't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up real, real nice. And sink up in my skin to how you're breathing. Cause I just wanna look about her. 'Cause she work like the boss, play like the boss.
car and a crib she about to pay them both off. And the bills are paid on time, yeah. She made for the boss, only a boss. Anything less, she's telling them to get lost. Everything to say, don't worry, I got it. And everything she got, best believe she bought it. She gon' steal my heart, ain't no doubt about it, girl. You're everything I need. I said you're everything I need. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To play 102.7 Kiss FM on iHeartRadio.
Yep. I know you like my style.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ariana Grande.
Hello, I'm Dua Lipa on 102.7 Kiss FM.
Anywhere you are.
On iHeartRadio.
See, that didn't take long. We're back to The Vibe with Tony Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Save me.
seeing these rumors, EJ?
No.
But they're saying that Maura Higgins and Rob Roush from this last season of Traitors that you did not watch, so don't pretend like you're excited.
Get out of here.
Will be joining the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my goodness.
This means a lot to me.
Tell me.
Because I loved the both of them on, they were from Love Island, USA and UK.
Absolutely.
And they were on this last season of Traitors. Rob screwed Maura over, ended up screwing her to like win the season. Mm-hmm. So now this could be like her redemption story on Dancing with the Stars, and she crushes him.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if anyone's
from Dance... Little modern woman energy, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like keeping my fingers and toes crossed because I would love that. Okay, Little Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson, stateside on The Vibe.
I'm freezing outside, I feel my skin tight, my coat is inside, while I look up at you, I tried your pain right, well when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you, it sounds insane right, I'll take the same flight, wait at your bedside, I'll land right next to you, I'm going stateside, where I'll see you tonight, tell me how does a girl like me get into you. Never been abroad before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Other boys out here the same. What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to.
You're talking to me.
You can be my American. Ha, ha, ha. You can be my American. Ha, ha, ha. Why can't you say right? You want me to.
Going on tour, his North American tour. It's You Are the Reason. I already circled and X marks the spot when he is in LA because I have got to see him live.
I feel like you do have to see him live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've been waiting for this.
Well, you
I've
know,
been
he's,
needing this.
He's super talented and I love that he's always listening.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Shout out, Somber. Love you. Mean it. See you in October.
Yeah.
Here's One Republic, Need Your Love on The Vibe.
Don't gotta see my such a big deal.
Woo!
And honestly, I just feel like the name on everybody's mouth right now is Sabrina Carpenter. She's been crushing it at Coachella. I think everybody can agree that she just absolutely took Coachella by the horns. And
to be fair,
yes,
probably the best performance that I've seen there. Just yeah, like with the visuals and everything.
Like she took it super seriously. And there were a lot of rumors out there. I saw before weekend one, like the people were hearing her like sound check The Life of a Showgirl, and they were like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift's coming out.
Which I feel like Taylor would just let her have her moment.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so we didn't end up getting that. And so I wanted to play it for you here on The Vibe because it's like one of my favorite songs. The Life of a Showgirl, Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter.
Her name was Kitty. Made her money being pretty and witty. They gave her the keys to this city. Then they said she didn't do it legitly. I bought a ticket. She's dancing in her garters and fishnets. 50 in the cast, zero missteps. Looking back, I guess it was kismet. I waited by the stage door, packed in with the autograph. Hounds barking her name, then glowing like the end of a cigarette. Wow, she came out. I said, you live in my dream. Then she said to me, hey, thank you for the lovely bouquet. You're sweeter than a peach, but you don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you're never ever gonna wait. The more you play, the more that you pay. You're softer than a kitten, so you don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you're never gonna wanna. She was a menace, the baby of the family in Lennox. Her father hoarded around like all men did. Her mother took pills and played tennis. She waited by the stage door, asked the club promoter, arrived. She said, it's on my soul to have a taste of a magnificent life. It's all mine. But that's not what showgirls get. They leave us for dead. Hey, thank you for the lovely bouquet. You're sweeter than a peach, but you don't know the life of a showgirl. Her pearls of wisdom hung them from my neck. I paid my dues with every bruise. I knew what to expect. Do you wanna take a skate on the ice inside my veins? They ripped me off like false lashes and then threw me away. And all the headshots on the walls of the dance hall are of the witches who wish I'd hurry up and die. But I'm immortal now, baby dolls. I couldn't if I tried. So I say, thank you for the lovely bouquet. I'm married to the hustle and now I know the life of a showgirl, babe. And I'll never know another pain hidden by the lipstick and lace. Sequins are forever and now I know the life of a showgirl.
With Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Why is this beautiful man waiting for me to get home? Why are you already testing my patience? I only carry tickets, I'm another woman that ain't me. But I've been Husband is coming.
It's the vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and our girl O-Rod is back.
Do people call her that?
No.
Oh.
But I do. Olivia Rodrigo is back.
Well, I don't know. Never mind. I don't know if I can say it. Never mind. We'll
say
talk about
it.
No.
Say it.
All right. We'll talk about it next weekend.
Secrets are more fun when they're shared.
She may be stopping by.
Oh. Mm. See, yeah. Was that more fun?
It wasn't.
No. Okay. Let's just play a little Drop Dead on the vibe.
I know that the bar closes at 11. Never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven. And I know why he wrote them. Now that you're standing right here. Oh, one night I was bored in bed and stalked you on the internet. It's feminine intuition.
Damn world.
Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Se me corta la respiración. Cuando tú me miras se me sube el corazón.
Me palpita lento el corazón.
Y en un silencio tu mirada dice mil palabras. La noche en la que te suplico que no salga el sol.
Bailando.
Mía, ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más. Con esta melodía, tu color, tu fantasía, con tu filosofía, mi cabeza está vacía. Ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más. Yo quiero estar contigo, vivir contigo, bailar contigo, tener contigo una noche loca,
una noche loca.
Ahí va a estar tu voz.
Turns out you can just buy a birthday cake anytime and eat it all by yourself. Nobody even checks or anything. It's crazy.
We're literally just vibing. The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio is back.
I can never get a move on.
too hard. And I know you like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Slide city, you know what that means. I'm coming up on your creepy. Hopping nice things. So I'ma get sloshed instead. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? And what would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
What would
I didn't love you? Baby, what you doing? So wrong. I can tell your friends we don't want that kind of. You like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Slide city, you know what that means. I'm coming up on your creepy. Popping nice things. So I'ma get sloshed in bed. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
It is The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ. Okay, so apparently a lot of people are upset at what this SWAT team member was doing. We'll talk about it in just a few. I see the look on your face, Tanya. We'll talk about it after Taylor Swift, Elizabeth Taylor on The Vibe.
Elizabeth Taylor, do you think it's forever? That view of Portofino was on my mind when you called me at the Plaza Atenea. Ooh, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. All the right guys promised they'd stay under bright lights. They withered away, but you blew